Stephen Colbert celebrates Trump leaving office with farewell musicals. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 20, 2021. Stephen Colbert, James Corden, and other left-wing late-night hosts celebrated President Donald Trump's final day in office by making jokes in a musical performances about the president, his millions of supporters, and the deadly riot on Capitol Hill earlier this month. As for Stephen Colbert, the Late Show host began his last show of Trump's presidency by revisiting his episode from the night President Trump won the 2016 election. "We've got four very interesting years in front of us," said Colbert on Trump in 2016. "I might have undersold that just a smidge," said Colbert of his comments from 2016. "It has been interesting, in the same way that riding over a car, going over a cliff is thought-provoking. Watch below. But tomorrow, like a miracle, he will disappear," added Colbert. The Late Show host then went on to reminisce about various moments from Trump's presidency, which included Colbert repeating the "Very Fine People" hoax from Charlottesville. "We here at The Late Show have been counting down to this day for four long years. Literally, counting," said Colbert, who then pointed out that the dome in the theater of his show actually had a number on it, which counted down each day during Trump's presidency. "There was a number in the back of the dome," said Colbert. "That was the number of days till the end of the president's term, and we counted it down every night for four long, painful years. And tonight, the number on the dome is counted down to one," he added. "What if he just doesn't leave? How can I sleep till he's departed?" adds another singer who appears on a mock TV screen in the room. Watch below. CBS late night host James Corden sang in his own musical, "One Day More." The final day of Trump as president. The White House has a brand new resident. It's been 4 years of endless crimes, but now he's finally out of time. One day more. No more days of angry tweets, sang Corden. Because this time he's banned for good, the other singers added, in reference to Twitter permanently banning the president from its platform earlier this month. "Ship him off to Mar-a-Lago," added Corden, while ripping up a magazine that had President Trump on the cover. Then, the camera pans to more mock TV screens, where other singers played characters dressed in MAGA attire. "One more day of rigged elections, this impeachment is a lie. We'll take selfies in the Senate. We will watch the liberals cry," sings an actor playing a protester on the TV screen, downplaying the deadly riot on Capitol Hill. "I will post things on Parler, I will follow where they go. I will search through Biden's emails. I will know the things they know," the singer adds, while Corden is singing, "One Day More." Then there all of the actors begin singing different verses at the same time, making it difficult to tell what they are saying, before finally singing in unison, "Tomorrow we'll discover what our guy Joe Biden has in store. No more Trump. One more day. One day more. Americans will indeed soon find out what Joe Biden has in store for the country." Last week, Breitbart News reported that the president-elect is laying the groundwork for amnesty for 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.